The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As a general rule, Parshas Kisisa is the parsha which is connected either within a day or two or a half a week with the Yom Tov of Purim. And it would be interesting to take a deeper look at Parshas Kisisa to understand what is it in Parshas Kisisa. Of course, there's a remez mufurish in the Gemara Megillah tells us that the name of Haman is merumez in the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Hamino etzazeh Haman, hamino etzazeh asher chalta. The name of Mordechai is merumez in the beginning of this week's parsha, in the parsha of the Asiyas HaKetoris, where it says over there, Mordror is Melosh and Mordechai. Of course, there's a deeper connection between Keteris and Mordechai. As always, these things are not just by accident. But the Keteris is not the Iker of the parshas Kisisa, which speaks about the Chet Merag, the Chet O'Egel, and the episode of Aser Chet O'Egel and Lucha Shniyas. It'd be interesting to see if we could find something about the essential parsha, the ikrim of the parsha which have to do with Purim, more so this year, where there's two Adars, and the parsha is laying the week of Purim Katan, to find some type of connection in the parsha with Purim Katan. As a hagdama, let's try to delve into the inyan of Purim Katan exactly. Is this just a symbolic day, because on a different year it would have been the day of Purim? What are the dinim? What's the deeper meaning of the day of Purim Katan? And then we'll try to get back to the parsha, Parshas Kisisa. The Mishnah says in Megillah Davovam at Beis, Ein bein adarishon la'adarsheni ela mikra Megillah umatonis lavyoinu bulvad. The Gemara says that both days is a tzad hashava, both days are also behespid or betainis, any day that has somewhat of a status of a yomtiv is also behespid, also betainis. That is a tzad hashava adarishon adarsheni. There's a machloikis tanoim, when the Yom Tov of Purim is to be celebrated. It's to be celebrated Adar Rishon, because of the cloud of there's a Brisa. The Brisa in the Gemara Be'elos involved in Beis and Megillah tells us that the Tzad in the Tanoim is Rav Yosin, Rav Shimon, is the Iker Mitzvah, the Iker of the two Adorim, Legabi Mitzvah Sayoim, is the first Adar because of the klal, which is an old kala terikula, in Mavirin al mitzvahs. We get to Adar, and we don't go past the first Adar. If we could do the mitzvahs of the first Adar, why wait for the second? So Chazal was certainly kevea to do the mitzvahs hayoim on the first Adar. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, because they were only l'chayr, they were only ma'abad d'shana later on when it got to Pesach. So what happens if in Adar Sheni they decided that in Adar, after the end of Adar, they would decide that that would be Adar Rishon. They had already read the Megillah, whether they would have to lay again. So the Gemara says that there's a klal emavin ala mitzvahs. On the other hand, the mitzvahs, hayoim, of Purim should be samach v'nir to Nisan because of a klal samchinan geula legeula. And the question almost begs itself. We have to define, in terms of Chazal, what is the Iker Adar? Will the real Adar please stand up and come forward? Is the real Adar Adar Rishon, or is the real Adar Adar Sheni? All the explanations don't help if it's not the real month. It would sound like both months, Be'etzem, can be considered Adar, Legabi Kedushas Purim. And there's just a klal over here when they were kever the mitzvahs. And that's really, like we're saying, the Lashon in the Mishnah, Ein bein adarishon la'adarsheni ala mikra Megillah matanis lavyoinim. It's rather strange to say Ein bein is normally what the Chazal, these Mishnahs in the first few Prakim Megillah, have two things that are similar, that are almost the same. There's some differences between the two. So we say Ein bein, there's no disparity, there's no difference between the two, except for, what's the tzad hashava between adarishon and adarsheni? One has Purim, one doesn't have Purim. To say that one is, both of them are Purim, both of them have Kedushas Purim, except for a small detail, that we don't get Shikr, and there's no Matanus Lavyoinim, and we don't read the Megillah. So what's left? What's the Tzad HaShovah?
So Mishnah says, because Tainus and Hesped, that's the Iker of the Yoin, that's called Ein Bein. It would sound again, like we're pointing out from this discussion of the Tanoim, that the Be'etzem, Mitzad, the essence of the day, the essence of the month, the essence of the 2 days, they could both serve the purpose. Both of them have the character of the Kedusha of that which is the celebration of Purim. Except that Chazal will kaveh obviously by one and not by the other, and the question is which one did they pull out of the two? Both of them are the same except for. Again, the question begs itself, what's the Tzad HaShavah? So what we see over here is that the fact that both of them are also behesped of a tainis tells us that both of them, as far as, we'll give it the name Mikroi Kodesh, as far as the Kedusha of the day, the character of that day being a day which is miyuchid, which is a celebration of the Nes that the Rebbeinu Shalom did for Klal Yisrael, the Nes of the Megillas Esther, both the days are the same. Adar Nishan, Adar Sheni are not. One of them is a real Adar, and one of them is just Noch Gemacht. One of them is just an imposter. We have to fill up an extra month because it's 13 months, because of a Cheshbon, a lunar calendar, a solar calendar, so we have to be Matzik as Ashovim, so maybe we make an extra month, we'll call it Adar. Maybe make two Kislevs? No. Both months have the character of Adar. Both days of Purim, both Yudalid and Tezvov in Yerushalayim, have the character, the Kedusha, the Roimimus, and the nature of whatever the Skulas Hayom of Purim is, whatever the powerful character, everybody knows what Purim is. Purim is a day of tremendous spiritual energy. That exists both in Purim Kot and Purim Godl. However, Chazal Bukaveh, the celebration, befoil of Purim on one, not the other, the question is which one? The fact that both of them are also behesped with Tainus tells us that both of them be'etzem on the same day. The fact that they're also behesped with Tainus speaks to the character of the day itself. The mitzvahs that are done as a result, as a way of expressing the Kedusha of the Yoyim, is a secondary halacha. I'll give a few examples of this type of idea, that the character of the day, mitzvah, the Kedusha Sayoyim, and the mitzvahs that are resultant because of the Kedusha Sayoyim, might sometimes be two separate things. There's a discussion in the Poskim, if somebody was Mekabel Yom Tov early, we know there's a din of Taisu Shabbos, Taisu Yom Tov, first it could be Mekabel Shabbos, can make early Shabbos. Every week when we tzind licht, hadlokas neiris, the woman of the house does before the Shkia, she's mekabel on herself Kedusha Shabbos, and there's a chiyuv, the mitzasei, to be mekabel on oneself Kedusha Shabbos before the actual time that Shabbos comes in. That's called Kedusha Shabbos, Taisu Shabbos. Taisu Yom Tov is the same thing. What happens if a person is mekabel on himself Kedusha Sukkos? Is he then yoitza mitzvah of Shivas Yom Teishu Basukos? If he was mekabel on himself Kedusha Yom? Not necessarily. Some hold that yes. Not necessarily why, because there are many rites to this. Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Tov create the essential nature of the day as far as the Kedusha is concerned. Where would that express itself? In the Isser Melacha. Isser Melacha has its source in the fact that the Yoyim is a Yoyim that's called Mikroi Kodesh. The day of Kedusha does not jive with weekday activities. Inyone Choyl don't go together with Inyone Kodesh on a day which is part of Mikroi Kodesh. One does not do Malacha. So therefore there's an Issa Malacha if one was Mekabel on himself, the din of Taisu Shabbos, Taisu Yom Tov, one was Mekabel on himself to consider that day Yom Tov, the Malacha is one can't do Malacha. But whether the mitzvahs that are the expression of the Kedusha of that day, the mitzvah of Sukkah is, like we're saying, a Tosefes, an expression of the Kedusha of the day. The day itself is Yom Tov, and in that there's no difference between Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and even Shabbos, Mikroi Kodesh. However, there's a resultant din. Pesach, being that the special character of the day is Chag HaMatzos, so there's a mitzvah Be'erev Teich HaMatzos. Sukkot, that the special character of the day is because of Kibbutz Sukkot HaShavti, there's an expression of that day with a mitzvah of Shavuos Yom Teishu Vasukkot. Can one be mekayim those mitzvahs when the Kedusha of the day is only mitzvah Teishu? That is a machlokes, and the reason for that machlokes is like we just said, that which one can be mekabel on himself is only the essential character of the day, that he's being kaveya, the start of that Yom Tov. But can he actually turn it into that day that he should be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, that's questionable. In the same vein, just being medama milsa lemilsa, Purim Kotan and Purim Godel both have the essential nature. The Kedushas Hayom are both the same. I would venture to say that the same way it's known that Purim is a yom that tefillos on the skabel, kol ha'poshes yad noistim loy, the same is true as far as the yom shel rotzen, bakoshes rachlin on the day. That's a day that the pischa shemayim ha'pasuach. The tefillah, that's probably true on both days. Obviously, it's more true on a day when you're being mekayim, when we're bitzume shel yom, being mekayim the mitzvahs, but it's true that Purim Kotan is a day not to be squandered. It's a day for spiritual achievement. However, the mitzvahs that result as an expression of that yom tiv, which is only derabbanan, that Chazal will only kavei on one day, not on the other. Maybe it's a tzad Chazal kavei on both. No, Chazal will only kavei on one, and then there's a machlokes where Chazal were kaveh the ikur of mitzvah sayyim. Another expression of this din is the fact that we find that the Mishnayos and Megillah talk about that they were magdim the Kriyas Megillah by a few days in a town where there was no Bakari. They went into town, they didn't have a Megillah, they went into town, they heard the Megillah there. So by the people of the Kvarim that landed on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, that becomes the day of Purim, as far as Mitzvah Sayyim. However, there's still an Issa Tainis Hesped on Yudal Lut Hezvav, on the Purim itself. Why is that? It's not Purim. The terraces. Again, there's the expression of what the Yom Tov represents, which expresses itself in the Mitzvah Sayyim, Matanos Levyonim, Mikru Megillah, and so on. And then there's the essential character of the day, that it's a Mikra Kodesh, and there's an Issa Hesped V'tainis. Could very well be, in the same vein, we find, let's say, certain expressions of mitzvahs yom tiv, mitzvah seshas man grama, that women are potter from. But let's say, the issa hesped v'tainis, it's clear in the sugis and psachim, in the sixth parak of psachim, women are also behesped v'tainis on yom tiv, the same way they're also on Shabbos. The same way they're also b'malocha, they're also behesped v'tainis. Even though they're potter from the mitzvah of simchas yom tiv, what's the pshat? Simchas yom tiv is an expression where one has to sit down, eat a meal, wash. It's a famous question whether women are mechuyev to eat a sud on Yom Tov. Kivega says because of that, could be a woman forgets the Alav Yoveh on Yom Tov, she doesn't have to go back again. The very beginning of Tshuva Sub. Kivega discusses that shaila. Women are not mechuyev in the mitzvahs that are a result of Kedushas Hayoyim. Same way they're not mechuyev in Lulav, in Sukkah, in Shofar, and so on. However, in the character of the Yoyim itself, has to do more with the Issa Malacha. The Issa Malacha is incumbent on women the same way it's incumbent on men. So therefore, the halacha would be that they would be mechuyiv to honor the day, to give it a kvius of Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, by not violating the spirit of the day with a hesped or tainis. That would be the same for women as well as men. So these are all this type of example, and that's what we're saying with Gabi Purim Kotan and Purim Godel. The same type of shaila, and the same type of dissecting the different parts of the day, and the different parts of the mitzvah of the Kiddush HaYoyim, is the same thing as Purim Mishulash. It's a famous discussion that was had in the Poskim. The Gemara doesn't discuss it at length, and it was for many years that there were Kamat no Yidin Yerushalayim, is Kamat not discussed. Purim, whereas Purim of Yudalid, Adar, cannot fall out on Shabbos, Purim of Tezvov, Shushan Purim of Yerushalayim, can fall out to what's called Purim Mishulish. The name Purim Mishulish is because the consensus of the Poskim, which again, this took hundreds of years of discussion back and forth, Shuvas Red Baz, Beis Yosef, when the Yishuv in Yerushalayim was Nischadish, in the 1700s, the 1800s, even in the early 1900s, what one does, there are certain parts of the Mitzvah Sayyim one cannot do on Shabbos. If the Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, the Gemara says we don't lay in Megillah, the same way we don't do any mitzvahs we don't blow shofar, we don't take a lulav and esrog on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So there are certain parts of the Yom Tov of Purim which are pushed up to Friday, certain parts which are pushed off until Sunday. What stays for Shabbos itself? The Amir of Al Anisim. Not more than that. The Matanos Lavyonim and the Megillah are pushed up to Friday. The Suda and Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Reihu, are pushed off to Sunday. The character of Purim, the Kiddushas Hayoyim, as far as the Askorah of Tefillah, which is an expression of the essential character of Mikra Kodesh, that's Shabbos. Why is that? Because that is the essential day. So again, we see the same thing where the Mitzvah Sayyoyim and the Kedusha Sayyoyim could be nisparid Zemizah, they don't have to go together. And that's what we're saying, that the Ein Bein of Purim Kotan and Purim Gadol is the same idea. They're both out, the Kedusha Sayyoyim the same, the Mitzvah Sayyoyim that express the Kedusha of that day are separated either Ba'ad Rishon or Ba'ad Sheni. That's a basic explanation of Purim Mishulish, how it's shaykh to split the days, because the Mitzvah Sayyim can be split and taken apart, taken away from the Etzem Yoyim. Of course, this is all in the Lumdis, on the theoretical level, on a practical level. The dinim of Ad Rishon Ad Sheni are discussed in the Hilchos Tainis, in terms of the Mishnah Berurah discusses, brought down to Machlok Sechan Meinim, Trum Sadeshim with the Maril, what was the din if somebody has yahrzeit, when does he commemorate that yahrzeit? He has yahrzeit, either one of his parents or so on, with Nifter in a year where there was only one Adar. Which month does he celebrate, does he commemorate the celebrations by Bar Mitzvah? Did he have the same Shiloh? A Bar Mitzvah boy that was born in Adar, which month is his birthday? The consensus of the poskim is Ad Sheni. There is a discussion, Ad Rishon comes first. Maybe Ad Rishon is when the clock ticks and he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, when does he become of age? B'chari becomes of age the first time he hits Ad Rishon. But we say no. The Etzem Yoyim is Ad Sheni. The Ad Rishon is only an added month, but he already hit Ad. So some poskim say Legabe Yoyotzai both. The consensus is that Ad Sheni is the proper month. Certainly, as far as the place we're discussing, Rabbi fasting, that's hard. But as far as being ma'abed b'schusim, learning mishnayos, giving tzedakah, and so on, of course, the proper thing is to commemorate the yahrzeit both months. The consensus, however, is in strict halacha, as far as fasting, as far as a chiyuv to daven by the omid, that would be Ad Sheni. A bar mitzvah would also be Ad Sheni, even though again there is some issue of discussion. What would be in the times of the Beis Hamikdash if a boy became Bar Mitzvah in the month of Adar? He already became a Gadol, and then Bezdin decided to be Ma'abed Dashana, and they made that month into not the real Adar. They made that into Adar Rishon. Would he then become again a Kotan? Sounds like an almost ridiculous question. He's a Gadol already. However, the famous Yerushalmi in Suvis that talks about a Besula, if a girl was nivellet until the age of 3, the Maisabia does not make her ois Besula. After the age of 3, the Maisabia is a Maisabia. If she was nivellet and she became a Beula, and then she became again less than 3 because her birthday was an Adar, the Gemara says that she becomes ois Besula. How does the reality, physical reality, change based on Bezdin? The Gemara discusses that's the Yerushalmi brings a pasuk in Tillim, that the reality, the physical reality of the Bria, which is totally an age, can change based on Teresh Shabbal Pez decisions. That's a discussion unto itself, a very powerful concept. Let's go back to the Parsha now. We have the Parsha of Parsha's Kisisa, we have the Parsha of Chet HaEgel. It is an interesting drush Rashi brings when Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbanu Shlalem to prepare the Luchos Shniyos, the laning that we read on the Tanis Tziva, Psol Lecho Shnei Luchoi Savonim. What does it mean, Psol Lecho? Carve out for yourself. What's for yourself? The Rabbanu Shlalem told him to, when he carved out the Luchos, to keep the leftover, the carvings, the shavings of the Evan HaSapir, on which the Luchos were written, and from that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misasher. Moshe Rabbeinu was given riches, was given the profit on the Luchos. Kolam Evin Yovin, that we're not discussing over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was given an opportunity to make a buck on Klal Yisrael getting the Torah. That's not the issue. The issue is there's something, this was to connect that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be given on a personal level, had to be connected Nischaber with a revach, with a schar, in order to create a certain role that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So the Sifrei Drush play Moshe Rabbeinu in the role, so to speak, as a shadchan between Klal Yisrael, The Medrash really says it. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shadchan between the Rabban Shalom, the Shidduch, the Zivug, between the Rabban Shalom and Klal Yisrael. In that role, Moshe Rabbeinu was paid Shadchanis. It's one of the famous rayas that Dmei Shadchanis is kosher gelt. Chassam Sofer would buy every year his lulav and esrog for money that he got for Shadchanis, because that's kosher gelt. Dmei Shadchanis is one of the rayas. The Medrash calls the Dmei Shadchanis. That was the money that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a buck, but this was an expression of the Rabban Shalom casting Moshe Rabbeinu in the role of Mezabek, of Meshadech, between him, Kiviyachol, between the Rabban Shalom, and between Amoy, Knesset Yisrael. What's interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Gilchari, had the same role by Luchos Rishonis. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu paid Shadchanus in the role of being a Shadchan between Klai Yisrael and the Rabban Shalom by Luchos Rishonis? So here the Pesach can point out something interesting. If a Shadchan makes a Shidduch, and the Shidduch breaks off, the engagement nebuch is broken. There's a discussion in the Kadmoinim. In those days, they used to make a shidduch, and the engagement was just a tnoim. But really, the chasna, there was no real relationship between the chasna and kala. That only took place by the chasna, which could have been years after they were mishadach relatively young. The financial terms were made up. It was made up what the boy would do, what the girl would do. The boy would go to learn in this yeshiva, financial, who would support him, who would support the girl, who would invest money on behalf of the couple, and so on. That was done years before. If a shidduch was broken, Mo'idi Tochen, a shadchan, was not paid until the shidduch was consummated in the actual wedding. Today, when the role of the shadchan is creating from day to day, creating an alliance, creating a relationship between the chasna and kala, once that relationship is cemented in terms of a commitment, l'chor, his job is done. Therefore, if the shidduch, rachman zlan, if the shidduch breaks up, that's not that the relationship was not formalized. An engaged couple is a relationship. So l'chor, he would not get back a shadchanis. But in the classic poskim of 400, 500, 600 years ago, that's the way it was discussed. In that role, in that concept, the poskim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was the mezavik, the meshadich, between the Rabban Shalom and Klai Yisrael, even by Luchos Rishonis, but that shidduch broke up. That's the idea of chet ha'egel. The Rabban Shalom kilu was megarish Klai Yisrael, and he had to be mekadish Klai Yisrael a second time. The Anani Akovet that came back of Sukkot are considered to be the chuppah. Shmini Atzeres Nagilu v'nis mechabach is the cheder yichud between the Rabban Shalom and Klai Yisrael. The shidduch that made it, that was matzliach between the Rabban Shalom and Klai Yisrael, is Luchos Shniyos. And the Beis Halevi, in a classic drush in this week's parasha, in Parashas Kisisa, discusses the Luchos Shniyos, Teresh Shabal Peh, being the relationship, the ongoing relationship between us, as the Rabban Shalom's beloved, the relationship between the Chosn and Kala, that's ongoing Lonetzach, between the Rabban Shalom and Klai Yisrael, expresses itself in Teresh Shabal Peh. That's where our Iker relationship with Torah is. Torah Shebichsav, Torah on a higher level of Luchos Rishonos, where they were given the Torah, Choros Min Amiso, Choros Min Malach HaMoviz, Choros Min Umis Ha'olam, that was a Madrega that wasn't meant to last. Is that Madrega Ki'ilu didn't last, that Shidduch Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't paid for. Moshe Rabbeinu was paid for the Luchos Shniyos. What that means on a deeper level, the Beis HaLevi tells us in the above-mentioned Drush. Why did the Rabban Shalom give Luchos Rishonis? It says in the Medrash that the Rabban Shalom knew that Klai Yisrael would fall after Luchos Rishonis. And they answer by saying the same thing as a child is taught, a baby. An uber b'mei imoy is taught, kol ha-terikula, malach malamde kol ha-terikula, b'hiloy nere al-roishoy, he's taught kol ha-terikula, roi misayfa el-matsayfa, he comes out of his mother's womb, the malach gives him a tap on his lip, and he forgets kol ha-terikula. So why was he taught? The teretz is, when you have something, and you have it b'koyach, even if you lose it, thereafter acquiring it, you're not acquiring something that's foreign, something that's strange, something that's outside of your mitzius. When a yid learns Torah, he's reacquiring the Torah, which is essentially part of his neshama, that was given to him, koydim leidotzoi. When Klal Yisrael, when we learn Torah, Shebal Peh, we're, so to speak, reacquiring the Torah that we were given by Maimon HaSinai, and that's why we celebrate Maimon HaSinai. L'chor, the Shidduch was broken. The Teretz says, but we acquired the capability. The fact that we have a chelik, v'sein chalkeinu v'sarasecho, that we were given by Luchos Rishonis. Luchos Shniyos, and our resultant avoida of being koine Teretz, kolechad l'fi dargosoi, is the reacquisition of that which was lost, the Luchos Rishonis. So we understand that there's a madrega, and any spiritual achievement, this when something is given to a person, so to speak, on a theoretical level, to the point where he has a shaykhis to it, but it's not really his, it's not really part of him. And then there's the acquiring something in a tangible way, like we're saying with Lucha Shniyos, in a way, if we could make the comparison, that's what's going on over here between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon, the Kiddusha, like we said, of Purim is intact, but we don't have the mitzvahs to express it in a physical way. We don't sit down by a Suda and drink a bottle of wine and toast or Haman Baruch Mordechai. But the Kiddusha of the day is something for us to plug into. It's a Kiddusha of Klal Yisrael, connecting the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Purim is all about. Purim is about when the Rebbeinu Shalom, after he sent Klal Yisrael into Golus, after the Bayis Rishon, and Klal Yisrael wondered, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Novi Yecheskel, has to tell Klal Yisrael, don't think that the Rebbeinu Shalom was Megarish you, don't think that you're free. Im loy Bechem, what does the Pasuk say over there? Bechem, Shvucha, Emlech, Aleichem, the Rebbechai, Chayoni, Num Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom says to Klai, I will not let you go. You're not an Isha Grusha. You're not sent away. And the Rebbeinu Shalom signs that he has an everlasting relationship with Klai Yisrael. The first time that Klai Yisrael heard that, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kva, was by the Nisim of Purim. Purim Rishon, Purim Katan, is, so to speak, the relationship with Klal Yisrael, the relationship that every year has with the Yom Tov of Purim on a theoretical level, on a mikro kodeshtika level, without the practical means of expressing it, without a physical kinyan of the Yom. Purim Sheni, when we actually sit down by the Suda, and we give Matan Slav Yoinim, and we become one together with Klal Yisrael, with the mitzvah Sayyim, Matan Slav Yoinim, the mitzvah of Mishleach Manis, that's when we acquire the Kedusha of Purim, that relationship, the fact that our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shalayikomu LaNetzach Kolach Oysen Bach, we get that in a tangible, real, physical way by Purim Sheni. The Purim Rishon is the theoretical level, but that's really what Parshas Kisisa is telling us. Parshas Kisisa is the relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, first on a theoretical level, Vahi b'yom kalois Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos Rishonos. Klal Yisrael has a relationship with the Luchos Rishonos only on a theoretical level, only in an intangible level, but they weren't given the Torah. Their relationship with the Torah wasn't consummated before Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give it to them. He broke those Luchos because we fell from our Madrega. But ultimately, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I stay with you. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I have a bris krusa with Klal Yisrael, with Amma Yisrael, and that's called Luchos Shniyos, and that relationship won't be severed, lenetzach, leyevoshu v'leyekomu, lenetzach, kol achoy sabach, v'shu b'zeichen, to the Kiddusha of Purim Katan, of Purim Godel, to be samech geula legeula, and to see the geula asida b'meir v'yomeinu, amen.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Halacha Center.